您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。A Chinese high school student has got the personal tailored class schedule after he skipped many classes for his WeChat business and got complaints from many of his teachers. Should the trend of starting a business be encouraged by the school, even if it has already influenced studies? 一名高一男生因为和朋友开微店销售韩国日用化妆品而屡屡旷课，但是经过学校的讨论，并没有让他退学，而是为其量身定制了一张课程表，由该学生来选择自己希望获得的知识。你觉得在知道会影响学业的情况下，学校是否应该鼓励学生创业呢？ So why did the school do that? It doesn't sound like a normal thing a public school in China would do.
You are right. It doesn't sound anything like what a public school would usually do, especially a public high school. In China, usually the sole goal is to mass produce these Gaokao scorers who can perform really, really well. And Brian...sitting right next to me is sort of playing a robot person.
I was miming a zombie because when、yeah. I think of the Gaokao, that's what it does. And like these kids work very, very hard. You know, they're very sincere at, you know, doing very well for this one test, which as soon as you take it, all that knowledge, what use is that? And that's, I think, part of the problem here. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, it is a big problem. But I think here the school is...definitely very accommodating to, like, the personal development of, well, one student in this case. But let's not, like, overplay it, because it's not like, Xiaohua, I need to correct you a little、
okay.
bit there. It's not like, you know, special courses have been designed for this one student, but it's actually just...a specialized design for him class schedule. So he gets to take the classes that already exist according to his interest. And I think here is not necessarily that the school is advocating, you know, entrepreneurial spirit, but it's advocating, you know, what is the best for an individual student. This guy happens to be that, you know, he's having...a successful business, I suppose, on WeChat, and he's earning, when business is going well, more than 10,000 yuan per month. So they're sort of tailoring classes towards his needs. So I think that spirit is great. That is, education should be what an individual student can get most out of it.
Well, sure, sure, but you don't want to just do like, oh, I don't want to take math or you know, language, so I'm just not going to take those at all. There needs to be some standards. But before we go on, can I say that I find it's really funny that we have this young male high school student who's selling Korean cosmetics?
Okay.
That strikes me as pretty funny. But anyway, though, so what I think is going on here is the idea that, okay, we have a special person here, a very unique individual, and so they need this unique little schedule. And I do think it's not a good idea for everyone to take all the exact same classes all years for this one test, and then that knowledge just blows right out of your mind as soon as you step out of the test, the exam hall. But to make this just like, oh, this guy, he's doing his own little business thing, which may or may not be a valid or useful thing anyway, so we'll just let him not take these important classes, you know, kind of do whatever he wants there. I think that's wrong. That's being overly accommodationist andpretty darn shocking to see in a Chinese high school. So they must have either an unusual or perhaps forward-thinking kind of principle or something.
Yeah, definitely. But I think maybe this is pointing to a new direction, that although this is public education, but it should be diversified and specified. What if a student's goal is different from others? Other people, the majority of...the students in the school probably still wants to take the Gaokao, the university entrance exam, but this guy doesn't. Even if this is public school, maybe the future of this, okay, maybe I'm asking too much out of it, is that it can address to personal needs. And further, this, you know, some people are saying, oh, public school, taxpayers' money, blah, 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 and, you know, you're diverting special resource to one special guy. Is that fair to others? But I don't think it's as big a deal as people say it is, because this is just a special schedule. It's not like, you know, special teachers are being designated to him,
well,
right?
What more do you expect to happen here? I think this is already a lot. And I kind of agree with Brian that this is a little bit too much to me. One of the reasons being that it's because they're only doing this for one person, right? They're not saying that, okay, class, you know, whatever you're interested in, we'll just offer a class schedule that fits your schedule and fits your interest. It's not happening to all of the classmates. And I may be a little bit evil in thinking that, but I think part of the mentality is because they think that this is a very talented student in doing business. So maybe when he graduates, he'll become a successful businessman. And later, when he will come back and give a graduation speech to all of our students and inspiring them to just, you know, earn more money or, you know, be a successful person. Maybe I'm just too...
And bring glory to us.
Yes, something like that. I mean, if they did not know that this one guy may be a successful entrepreneur, would they still be willing to offer special schedules to accommodate his, you know, time?
Okay, well, you're not the only one who's thinking sort of on the evil side, because there's a whole bunch of online messages saying...
Realistic side?
Yeah, but we can't just be realistic on this show. We strive for higher and better and, you know, what is best for the future as we try.
Hmm.
So there are other people who are saying that, yeah, I'm totally for this guy and for the, you know, special decision made by the school, because what is the purpose of studying? It's about making good money when you grow up. And when I saw this kind of messages, I mean, I'm sorry, dear listener, but shouldn't we be striving for more? Is making money the only big thing, the only goal that we should have in life? And is that the idea we want to promote to our students?
No, I don't think so. And this is interesting because this is a debate we see, I think, across Chinese society. We might have even touched on the show before. It's like, you know, what is the point of education? Is it just so to prepare you to make the most money you can, or is there some inherent value? And that's why I think we need standards. You know, for the most part, most students should be taking the majority of the same classes. You know, you want to be taking your language, whether it's, you know, Chinese in China, English in the United States. You want to take some math. You want to take some sciences, take some social sciences, have some kind of physical education, foreign language would be good, maybe some other things. So, but the majority of these classes, you know, there may be different levels. You may get some choice of which type of class, you know, like whether it's maybe at this point you get to choose physics instead of chemistry or whatever. But the basics, the core there should be the same for everyone, because these are important parts of human knowledge, and it's important for, you know, understanding the world and developing your thinking ability. And I think we do our students a disservice by saying, oh, you don't have to take these, you know, they're important, but that's okay, you know, you don't have to do that. I will say, though, that you do want to make sure that these classes and the content of them is of value, whether it's, you know, of an actual academic value or practical, not just for exams. And then also, besides having the core, the majority of them be about the same, students should have some choice. Like, for example, once you've taken, I don't know, 2 or 3 years of some sciences or math, you maybe don't have to take that. Like in the U.S., and in my experience, I didn't have to take any science classes after my second out of 4 years of high school, because in the U.S. it's usually 4 years. Mm. And so I took other classes instead. And I had some room for these electives, as they're called. And you should have some of that to develop your own interests, you know, what is good for you and whatnot. But again, the majority, because some knowledge, the majority of knowledge is important, it is key, and it's not just about, you know, making money. It's building you as a person, as an individual, as a citizen and whatnot. Most of them should be there together, the majority at least.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I don't think this case actually acts against that, because in China, our compulsory education finishes at after junior high school. Mm-hmm. So this guy is in high school now. So, you know, it's sort of to the stage, I suppose, judging by Chinese standards, that it's up to you to decide whether you want to go through high school and then later take the Gaokao and enter a university, or go to a vocational school or do whatever. And in this case, I think the guy just couldn't really find a better place to be, in the sense that he wants to continue doing business, not necessarily take the Gaokao, or, well, we don't really have the information specifically to that, but I think it just offers more probably exploration to what we can do for different needs of different kids.
Well, and again, I think that's a good thing because you don't want to have everyone taking exactly all the same classes. And you do want to have, you know, especially for those kids that are not going to be going to school beyond that, you know, if they want to do something that's directly related to their career, you should have classes that offer that. But it looks like he's got this whole schedule where he's like, okay, I pick and chosen just these couple subjects that I think are valuable to me, and I'm just going to do those and nothing else. And that,
yeah,
I think is too far. But as for, you know, your point about high school and whatnot, well, yeah, that does make a certain amount of sense, but I think that's not the issue. The issue should be high school should be compulsory for all students, and it should be free so that, you know, we can have this valuable education given to students, and that can enhance their economic prospects as well.
Yeah, and our listener Hong Lin says that she doesn't agree with this thing, and in so many cases around me, she says, most of my friends who are in business regret that they didn't study enough when they were students. And when you got a lot of knowledge and wisdom, you could almost make achievements in any field you want to be, like business. So she thinks that the student should continue to get enough knowledge when he's young and then get ready for bigger success in the future instead of just succeeding in a WeChat shop.
Yeah, that does sound better if there's, you know, a follow-up plan than just operating your, you know, WeChat online store. But still, there's one thing I'd like to point out is I think business, maybe similar to art as well, sometimes you've either got it or you don't. So when you look at those successful entrepreneurs, even the super successful ones in China or around the world, a lot of them didn't get a really high education. So, and you know, I'd also like to make the point that it's the Ivy League graduates that become employees of them. So certain things, it's very difficult to judge by your academic credential.
It is difficult, it is. But then, you know, Bill Gates and who is some of the other
Mark
business
Zuckerberg.
Leaders, yeah, they still dropped out pretty good colleges to begin
true,
with. So they still got into them first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.